the 7th canto, chapter number 8, text number 54. Sri Vaitaluka Vacha. Please repeat. Huh? Straight away 56? Okay. I was reading 54. This is even better. Sri Vishnu Prasad Vacha. Adyeta Dhari Nara Rupam Abhyutanate. Adyeta Dhari Nara Rupam Adbhutam Te. Drishtamnaha Saranda Sarvaloka Sharma. Drishtana Sarandanda Sarvaloka Sharma. Soyam te vidhikare isha viprasapta. Tasyedam nidham anuragaya vidma. Shri Vishnu. Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. The associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha offered this prayer. O Lord, our supreme giver of the shelter, today we have seen your wonderful form as Lord Narsingadev, meant for the good fortune of all the worlds. O Lord, we can understand that Hiranyakashipu was the same Jaya who engaged in your service but was cursed by the Brahmanas and who thus received the body of a demon. We understand that his having now been killed is your special mercy upon him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu's coming to this earth and acting as the Lord's enemy was prearranged. Jay and Vijay were cursed by the Brahmanas Sanaka, Sanat Kumar, Sananda, and Sanatan, because Jay and Vijay checked these four Kumars. The Lord accepted this cursing of his servants and agreed that they would have to go to the material world and would then return to Vaikuntha after serving the term of the curse. Jay and Vijay were very much perturbed, but Lord advised them to act as enemies, for then they would return after 3 births. Otherwise, ordinarily, they would have to take 7 births. With this authority, Jay and Vijay acted as the Lord's enemies. And now that they were both dead, all the Vishnuduts understood that the Lord's killing of Hiranyakashipu was a special mercy bestowed upon them. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 8th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Narsingadev Slays the King of the Demons. Om Agni. We are reading from this wonderful 7th canto, chapter 8. The other two texts which we skipped, number 54, mentioned here, the inhabitants of Vaitalika Loka said, Dear Lord, because of chanting your spotless glories in great assemblies and arenas of sacrifice, we were accustomed to great respect from everyone. This demon, however, usurped that position. Now, to our great fortune, you have killed this great demon exactly as one cures a chronic disease. The Kinnaras said, that's number 55, O Supreme Controller, we are ever we are ever existing servants of your lordship. But instead of rendering service to you, we were engaged by this demon in his service, constantly and without remuneration. This sinful man, who now has been killed by you, therefore, O Lord Narsingadev, our master, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Please continue to be our patron. And then we had this verse here today. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada very clearly states that Hiranyakashipu's coming to this earth and acting as the Lord's enemy was pre-arranged. Jaya and Vijay were cursed by the Brahmanas Sanaka, Sanatan Kumar, Sanandana, and Sanatan, because Jaya and Vijay checked these four Kumars. Let's refer to the reference to context. That is in the third canto. Here we have, in the third canto, chapter 15, this particular detail, what happened actually. The great sages, this is the 3:15:29. The great sages, headed by Sanaka, had opened doors everywhere. They had no idea of ours and theirs. With open minds, they entered the seventh door out of their own will, just as they had passed through the six other doors, which were made of gold and diamonds. This is entering into Vishnuluk. And they had passed through these six doors unobstructed. But on the seventh door, there was this Jay and Vijay. The four boy sages, as you all remember, these are the firstborn of Brahma. And they had opted for a boon from Lord Brahma that they would always remain like five-year-old children. Why? Because Lord Brahma was pushing them to become older, and get married, and procreate, and so on. Because that was Lord Brahma's duty. But they didn't want any of that. They wanted to be brahmacharis all their lives. So these five-year-olds, though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self, so they were fully self-realized. They had already passed through the first stage of self-realization. So there are three major stages, first being the self-realization stage. Who am I? That is where the Bible ends. Lord Jesus Christ says, know thyself. And then, just as when he was being crucified, he said, Father, they knoweth not what they do. Forgive them, for Father, they knoweth not what they do. I have much to teach them. You see, what was that much to teach them? The second stage. What is our relationship? Sambandha. First is, of course, the knowing who we are. Second is the relationship we have with Paramatma, who is residing in our own heart, who has been accompanying us for millions of lifetimes. And yet, we turn against him very often, as did Hiranyakashipu. This was the point, that why was Jay and Vijay, who are personal servants and doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu himself, and Lakshmiji was also present, why is it that they fell from the Vaikuntha planets? This is our story also. Because many times, some of the senior devotees in the old days, in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, used to ask Prabhupada, why have we fallen from the spiritual world? Why did we have to come here in this material world at all? And here is the answer. The answer is that these porters who happen to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord, saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs, despising their glories, although the sages did not deserve such treatment at their hands. Means if you despise a devotee, this is Vaikuntha Lok. This temple is Vaikuntha Lok. It is no different. Because there is Lord Krishna, there is Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Then on this side, we have got Nityananda Prabhu. Everything is here in this world. It's your state of mind. The Bhagavatam says, your mind can be your best friend, your mind can be your worst enemy. When it is your best friend takes you to the best place. When it's the worst enemy, your mind will take you to the worst place. Because the mind is the carrier of the soul. The mind is the vehicle on which the soul rides after your death. As simple as that. At the moment, your heart is the carrier in this material body where you are entrapped. But the moment you die, that's where you go. Where the mind goes, you go. So if you train your mind, Prabhupada used to say, if you train your mind in Krishna consciousness, then you go to Krishna, obviously. Because you've taken your ticket to go to a particular destination. And once Prabhupada says you entered into a plane, aeroplane, the mind is like that. Then you are going to go, say you take your ticket to Mayapur, you are bound to fly to Calcutta, no, not to Madras. You'll go in that direction only. So what happened was these two devotees, after all, they are also devotees, Jay and Vijay, they got bored, actually. They were doing the same service day and night. Secondly, they also became haughty. H-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Haughty. Haughty means proud. This is kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsa. So, each of these are very, very important because they are like chewing gum. These are nartas. They stick to the soul. Who says? Radhanath Maharaj has told us. Radhanath Maharaj says that these six anarthas like chewing gum, they stick to the soul. And the only way to get rid of the chewing gum is not by pulling it, not by pushing it, not by trying to clean it, but by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This brings us to the most beloved of all our acharyas, Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya. We are chanting this because by the mercy of Srila Haridas Thakur, whose appearance day we are celebrating today, we have received this greatest boon of all. Mind you, it is the same Haridas Thakur who has gone through the same circuit, the same thing which Jay and Vijay went through. What happened, as you all know, Brahma, 10th canto, 14th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. You have Brahmaji taking away the devotees and the calves from Krishna and Balram. You see? Now, that is also not an act which Krishna likes. Separating his devotees from him. Forcefully. That too. By a trick. Brahmaji had that siddhi by which he could make somebody go to sleep. Somewhat like mesmerism. And then he carried all these guys, these devotees actually, they were Krishna's great, great devotees, into a cave and locked them up in the cave. Put a big stone there. So he thought, let me see now the fun. This is not to be done with Krishna, you know. We should never do this. So Krishna realized, after all, he's antaryami. He knows everything that's going on in everybody's heart, soul. He knew what was going on with Brahma also. And he said, okay, I'll teach you a lesson. But Krishna's teaching a lesson is different from our teaching somebody a lesson. Jay and Vijay tried to teach a lesson to Sanat Sanatan, Sanatana, Sanata, Kumars. But that was not a good lesson. Therefore, they got punished. But Krishna does not get punished. You see? Krishna cannot, nobody is there to punish him, first of all. And secondly, he doesn't feel remorse. Why? Because he actually elevated Brahma in the process of giving punishment. Whereas we demote somebody when we give punishment to someone, you know. So this is the difference between our mentality and Krishna's mentality. Our consciousness and Krishna consciousness. Krishna's consciousness, which we have to develop, is we have to learn from Krishna how he even punishes a devotee. This is very important. Because we sometimes say some harsh words to a devotee. That brings our downfall. That is the main point of this particular chapter, this particular shloka. Why should we have a second time a downfall? We already have suffered one downfall. That's why we are in this material world. But fortunately, we have come to this temple. We have been promoted now to the Vaikuntha Dham. Now we should not fall down again. It's stupid to again make the same mistake over and over again. So, the mistake that was made by Lord Brahma, but it's not really a mistake. It was actually Lord Brahma was acting a part in Krishna's Leela. Just as somebody may tell me that you go on the stage and then you become, Turkish. I had to become that Chaudhary, yes. So I had to play that part of a Turkish Chaudhary and say some harsh words to Raghunath Das Goswami. So what to do? You were there, right? So what to do? So we have to play that part, you see, for the pleasure of Radhanath Maharaj and all the devotees. Prabhuji, my superior and teacher is here, acting teacher. So, Damodar Prabhuji ki jai. So the position is that Jay and Vijay are great devotees, no doubt. Otherwise, they wouldn't have received such great mercy from Krishna himself. But what had really happened was that just for a second, for a moment, they made this mistake. Even Brahma, it was just for a moment, his moment, but our 1 year. Even for a moment, we cannot make a mistake. We should not slip. You see, this is the point that Krishna is constantly watching not only a moment, but even a nanosecond he is watching. The millionth of a second. So we should be very, very careful now. Never, never criticize a devotee. If at all we have to punish a devotee, promote him. That's what happened. Brahmaji became none other than Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur is none other than Brahma. And it was Brahma himself who asked Krishna that I have committed this sinful activity of removing you, separating you from your devotees. I should be punished. I must be punished. But give me such punishment that I may always remember you. And how can you remember Krishna? By chanting constantly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And what was the result? The result was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, none other than Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally associated all the time with Haridas Thakur. He personally gave the name of Namacharya. He personally took his punishment this time. See, Krishna says, no, I am equal to all. How you approach me, I approach you. So, if Brahma punished Krishna, Krishna is bound to not punish Brahma, but he takes further punishment on himself. You understand this now, Krishna consciousness? You see? Normally, if somebody punishes you, you feel like punishing him, right? As a child, I remember when we used to get hit in the hand by our teacher. I was just waiting for the day when I could hit that same ruler and hit my teacher. But that's a mentality we have, you see, in this material world. Just you wait, Henry Higgins, that girl says, in, flower girl in, Bernard Shaw wrote a, what was that lady? My Fair Lady, yeah. I forgot on all that. But anyway, just suddenly come to me. Just you wait, Henry Higgins. That Henry Higgins was his her professor who was punishing her sort of mentally. So, here we are in this material world, material conscious. We have to become Krishna conscious. One of the most important thing about Krishna consciousness is there is never, never, not one iota, not one epsilon, that is the opposite of our infinity, isn't it? 1 upon infinity is E in mathematics. So, the Greek E. There is not the tiniest of envy against a devotee. Krishna never has that. That is the fundamentals of Krishna consciousness. The moment there is even slightest, even a, even a Nano, as they say nowadays, is very popular now because of that car incident. So one smallest thing, you know, we go against a devotee, we fall down. And then it's very difficult to come up again. Very difficult. It takes so much time. It takes so much energy. It takes so much effort. And usually you are giving all that trouble to your Guru Maharaj. That's the worst part of it. He's taking it upon himself. And we should never do that. Certainly never do that. So here is the case. I would just like to read out that these two, four gentlemen, this is Sanat Kumars, they are using such language. When the Kumaras, although by far the fittest persons, this is Bhagavatam speaking, not me. Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna says, Kumaras were the most fittest persons, were thus forbidden entrance by the two chief doorkeepers of Sri Hari, while other divinities looked on. You see, that's another point. That when so many divinities, means other demigods and God, means Lakshmiji herself was there, others were there. See, if something is done in private and personal, quietly somebody is punished, it's one thing. But if you punish somebody openly in front of hundreds of people, that's another thing. That's worse. So Sanat Kumars were openly punished in front of other divinities. That's very important. That is not Krishna consciousness. That is material consciousness. This is the mistake that was made by Jayan Vijay. That they punished these two four people, Sanat Kumars, in public, in front of so many other, means including God himself, Vishnu. That was a major thing. Looked on. Their eyes suddenly turned red because of anger due to their great eagerness to see their great beloved master Sri Hari. So on one hand, the Jayan Vijay's eyes were red and angry, and Sanat Kumar's eyes were red and angry. But they were for two different reasons. Totally opposed reasons. The Sanat Kumar's eyes were red and they were not really that angry. They were perturbed. They were frustrated that they have come all the way to the spiritual world, passed through six doors. We haven't even passed through one door, just that one door. But we have passed through only one door. Remember, we got six more doors to go through. So they have passed through six of the doors. On the seventh door, these innocent looking children, you know how children are. I have six grandchildren, so I know. They just push the door and walk in. That's all. Babka male. In Hindi, they say. You see, they are not concerned. They think this is my grandfather's property. And it is very often in my house. So, these small kids, you know, they just walk in. Like as if they own the whole place. So this is what they did. They just walked in. And these fellows said, hey, you guys, why are you walking in? Vishnu is resting. You're disturbing him. But actually, Vishnu never gets disturbed because he's very happy to always see devotees. Regardless, in any situation. That's the point. Jayan Vijay forgot that Lord Vishnu cannot be dictated by their consciousness. Jayan Vijay had to redevelop their Krishna consciousness. Re-established. It's like a tape, you know, tape recorder tape. It had got erased due to using it over and over again. So they had to redo the whole thing. So this is where their situation was. That they had to take either seven births as non-enemies of the Lord. Then they would take a longer time, of course. Because we are talking of Satyug. So it's a very, very long time. 100,000 years was one lifetime in those days. So, or three lifetimes where they would be intense enemies of the Lord. Now, actually speaking, the Lord also has a desire. And the Lord wanted to have some kusti, you know, fighting and some maja. So, he also wants to flex his muscles sometimes. Now, with whom can he do that? Only with these powerful fellows who are his doorkeepers, Jayan Vijay. So, in that sense, Jayan Vijay rendered service to the Lord. So we should realize that we cannot now criticize Jay Vijay just because they did what they did to Sanat Kumar. They didn't do anything to us. The door is open. So there is no problem for us. Right? Jayan Vijay kept the doors open. We go to many temples in the South India And we see these two doorkeepers, you know, with these teeth sticking out. So I, first time I ever went to Tirupati Balaji, you know, I was wondering, what sort of doorkeeper? There's a mistake made by this fellow, whoever carved this Jain Vijay. They said, no. The symbol of these teeth sticking out, like, you know, the vampires. So was that, not that they're bloodsuckers, but the fact of the matter is that they became demoniac. The large teeth indicates demoniac, means like tigers, you know. They're demoniac animals. They're not like cows. Cows don't have teeth sticking out. They've got, you know, milk arrangement below. So we have to thank Krishna for giving us this possibility of becoming Krishna consciousness. That's first gratitude we should give to Lord Krishna every day. That you've given me one more day to become Krishna conscious. May I become more Krishna conscious today. Maybe I'll not finish it now. That's not the point. But we should progressively keep on going in that correct direction instead of slipping down. The sages said, who are these two persons who have developed such a discoordinate mentality? Even though they are posted in the service of the Lord in the highest position and are expected to have developed the same qualities as the Lord. You see, a man is known by the company he keeps. That's a very famous saying in the English language. But these two guys, they are keeping the company of the Lord and yet not developing the qualities of the Lord. So how is that possible? The Sanat Kumars are asking. They should have developed by now, by associating with Vishnu so long, they should have developed the qualities of Lord Vishnu, and they've not got the qualities of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, listen what they say. How are these two persons living in Vaikunth? They are asking. Sanat Kumars are asking, if they have not developed the qualities of the Lord, how are they living in Vaikunth? That means first we have to develop the qualities of the Lord if we want to live in Vaikunth Dhama, Golok Vrindavan. Everybody ready to go to Golok Vrindavan? Haribol! Okay, so first thing is to develop the qualities of the Lord. Fortunately, because we have got this great Ivam Parampara and Rupa Goswami has written his Bhakti Rasamrat Sindhu, all the qualities have been nicely, scientifically, that's why Prabhupada says this movement is not a sentimental movement, this is a scientific movement. In science, everything is systematically written down, and if you practice what is stated in the way of proceeding, then you get the result. And all of us can get the same result. And science means that at any time, 1,000 years ago, million years ago, even today, Viveshwan also heard Bhagavad Gita millions of years ago, and he became a pure devotee. But then slowly, slowly what happens, you know, that most things, this world is such, material world, just like the river, there's a famous shloka. Just as the rivers flow from the Himalayas down into the mud and into the sea, all things start going downwards. So including our mentality, you see. Because if we don't constantly associate with devotees, if we don't constantly read Prabhupada's books, if we don't constantly eat prasadam offered to Lord Krishna, if we don't constantly chant the holy name of the Lord, and if we don't constantly come and worship the deities, we are guaranteed to fall down. And that is what happened to Jay and Vijay. Okay? They missed out. On what point did they miss out? They did not chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If they had just chanted the holy name of the Lord when these four Sanat Kumars came, and if they had greeted them, Hare Krishna, Prabhujis, where did you come from? You look so nice, devotees. What do you want? You see, they could have said nicely. They should have received somebody nicely. After all, they looked such wonderful devotees. Instead of saying, hey, get out of here, you little naked kids. Now, you see, that was certainly not to be done. That's certainly not Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness, on the other hand, was when Lord Vishnu came to know, how did he behave with the Sanat Kumars? He apologized on behalf of his servants. Because the buck ends on the table of the boss. You see, that's the fact. If the servants make a mistake, the boss has to pay for it eventually. Supposing my cashier makes a mistake, the bank will catch me and say, you pay up this amount, not the servant. Servants run away with the money. So what can you do? You put the police on the job, but that's a different story. But here's the case where the servants have made a mistake, and such a big thing. We have to make the Lord apologize on his behalf. So that's demoniac. Okay? So this is what we are reading today. Hiranyakashipu, coming to this earth, means, see, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a beautiful shloka that there are three roads to hell. Do you all remember the three roads to hell? Which one? Kaam, krodh, kaam is lust, anger and greed. Correct? These three roads are to hell. Now, I was thinking about this three roads, you know, and I thought a road means, Krishna says these three roads lead to hell, means that they terminate in hell. The roads go to the hell. But where do they start from? A road doesn't end somewhere unless it starts somewhere. So I was thinking the road starts where? Right there, at the doorsteps, at the door of Vaikuntha Dham. That's where it starts. And that's where Jai Vijay came from. You see? So the road is there. It's up to you. He gives even freedom to us in the Vaikuntha Dhams. You are free to get on that road or get on that road. The road is available. Both roads are available, even in Vaikuntha Dham. That's how Prabhupada answered to his new disciples how we fell from the spiritual world. Because love means giving the option, always. You can't bind somebody and say, now you have to love me in Vaikuntha Dham. Krishna doesn't do that. Vishnu doesn't do that. He still there also, he says, yes, you want to enjoy separately? You want to go to the material world? By all means, that's the road you have to catch. Now you choose. You want lust? You want anger or greed? Which one you want? Usually, most people want all three. So, that's why we are going mad most of the time. So, Prabhupada says, most of the people in this world are mad. Because if there are three roads from here to Chopati and you sometimes run in this road, then that road, and that road. It's a madman who runs in that road, that road, that road, that road. You know, he's not fixed in his goal. But now we are fixed in our goal. We are sure we want to not go anymore on those three roads. Because those three roads are royal roads to hell. Okay? That is not Krishna consciousness. That is Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Shishupal, Dantavakra consciousness. Hiranyaksha consciousness. So, now we come to the important issue raised by with this authority, Jay and Vijay acted as the Lord's enemies, and now that these two were dead, all the Vishnu Duts understood that the Lord's killing of Hiranyakashipu was a special mercy bestowed upon them. So the Lord says, no, that I am equal to all. I don't have any preferences. But another shloka he says that as you approach me, I shall approach you. So if you insist on approaching the Lord as an enemy, he will also reciprocate. But first step is yours to be an enemy of the Lord. Then you can definitely expect the Lord to be your enemy. And that's pretty bad, you know. That's dangerous. Because if the Lord is your enemy, you have no chance of success. So let's not get into that side. Let's get onto the proper side. In fact, in the Quran it is stated, in fact, once long, long back I was asked to become an arbitrator. We had a Prabhupada's disciple. Is there any Prabhupada disciple here? Prabhuji, do you remember Ravanhari Prabhu? Ravanhari used to be an Arab devotee from Lebanon. And he was a seventh generation mullah. And he became Krishna conscious. And this gentleman was initiated by Prabhupada, an Arab mullah. Can you imagine? I mean, in these days, you know, when you hear about bombs going off in Delhi and everywhere, So this gentleman was preaching. He wrote the Bhagavad Gita in Arabic language. He was translating all these in Arabic language. I think we have here, no? Arabic Bhagavad Gita. And therefore he became enemy number one of the other mullahs. Obviously. So he was caught in Madras, the poor guy. First of all, he used to be in Bombay, so I used to meet him. And then we used to discuss philosophy. But he was a master at Quran, obviously. Because seven generations, you know, mullahs. So he was a Sunni. And there is enmity between the Sunnis and Shias. Actually, there are 44 sects of Islam. Most people don't know this. We all think that Islam is Islam. But no. Actually, just like there are Protestants and there are Catholics, Roman Catholics, Syrian Catholics, there are Russian Orthodox, then there is Greek Orthodox, you see, Lutherans, there are Baptists, Episcopalians or whatever, and Methodists. There are so many sects, even in Christianity, like we have Shaivites, Vishnuites, you got Durgavalas and whatnot. Ganpati today, great. We have that also, of course, in Maharashtra. Obviously. So, like that, we have so many. So, similarly in the Muslim, there are. And when they fight, by God, it's like, you know, two tigers fighting. So, the Shias and Sunnis, they just want to murder each other and tear them apart. So, this poor fellow, he was peacefully preaching in Madras. And he was caught by this opposition team. And then the police somehow separated them and he was landed in jail. So, he had to plead to a judge. So, they wanted a neutral fellow. Now, of course, they didn't know that I'm not neutral. But anyway. But at that time, I was a Mayavadi. I had not been initiated by Prabhupada at that time. Nor had I surrendered at that time to Prabhupada. But I was reading his books. And Giriraj Maharaj kindly was taking care of me. All of us. Myself, Mahaprabhu Das, Sadev Prabhu and so on. Radha Krishna Prabhu and so on. So, I was sent, in those days there used to be telex, like fax. So telex message, please come to Madras and save me. I am in jail. And you have to be a witness in the box. And like an authority, you know. I taught you the Quran, so now you have to explain the Quran. I said, Mariya, Gujarati, Gujju. And that too fighting. And that too in court. What? You know, we always see whether there is any income in that damn thing. So, I said, there is no business for me to go to Madras. Anyway, this poor soul is after all a devotee and his Prabhupada disciple is in trouble. So, then I started reading furiously this Quran, trying to see where in the, which surah, surah means verse, which chapter this shlok is there or surah is there. And I found it. I was so surprised. Because if Krishna says, what is it, 9.32, I think it is, in Bhagavad Gita. But those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditation on my transcendental form, for them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Krishna says. So Krishna himself carries what you lack. Means I didn't know where it was. In the Quran it is there that those in the last stage, means when the world and universe is coming to an end, on the left hand side of the Lord, Lord is Allah of course, are those who are obedient to him. Those who are on the right side are those, right hand side are those who are against him, means enemies. And those who sit facing him are those who have not made up their mind, either way. So I said, if there is a left hand and there is a right hand and there is a face, facing means face, then there is obviously the Lord has got a face and a left hand and a right hand. That was the argument, you see. The Lord has no form. But I said, there is a form. Otherwise, why it is written in your holy scriptures? You see. So that was the thing, argument that my friend was making over there. But his clothes were torn, his hair was torn off. You know, he was about to die, poor guy. And but he was prepared to dedicate his life for Prabhupada. That's what used to be the strength of those devotees in those days. Karmanand Maharaj at that time. He went to Africa alone, if you all remember. He also preached in Turkey, if you remember, before going to Africa. They were so powerful in there. Here was Malti Mataji. She had this small little child, baby, Saraswati. And Shamsundar Prabhu was the husband. And they went with Mukund Prabhuji and Janaki Mataji to London. They had no money, they had no nothing. And yet, Prabhupada said, establish a temple there. Means, once Krishna or his pure devotee gives you an instruction, he gives you all the power and authority and everything. Lakshmiji also follows. Everything follows. You follow? Everything comes. Because otherwise, there is no meaning to Lord's or the Lord's devotee's statement. Isn't it? Because Lord's pure devotee, like Prabhupada saying, you go to London and do this, they had the faith. Now, there are two types of faith, I keep saying. One is informed faith, scientific, and one is uninformed faith, which is sentiment. So, Prabhupada said, this is not a sentimental movement, this is a scientific movement. So, it's informed faith. And the information we are receiving is from the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, which is final authority. Isn't it? Today only I was listening to one lecture of Prabhupada early morning, where Arjuna Acharya, when he was reading his Bhagavad Gita, he used his pen and he cancelled one particular part. This is that same nine. That's why I referred to this shloka. Krishna says, I carry what you lack. So he says, why should Krishna carry what I lack? We don't have food at our home. Because he's a poor Brahman, you know. A brilliant Brahman, but nevertheless, many Brahmanas were poor. Why? Because long back, Bhrigu Muni put his foot on Lord Vishnu's chest. And Lakshmiji cursed the Brahmanas. From now onwards, I'm not going to come to your house. So, anyway, that's what happened to these poor Brahmanas. They're brilliant, but sometimes they're not that opulent as some of the Vaishyas are. Vaishyas, you know, they always say, oh, where is Lakshmi? We'll take care of you first. So then we'll go. So Lakshmi Puja Karenge. I keep telling all my Vaishya friends, business friends, that at Diwali time, why are you making only Lakshmi Puja? That doesn't make sense. Keep the husband away. I am, Mataji, you come to my house alone. What is this? This is a Ravan mentality, yaar. So, first invite the husband, Baba. Narayan ko bulao. First get, then invite Lakshmi ji. And she'll come automatically, whether you want it or not. Because she'll follow wherever Narayan goes. Irrespective of your calling or not calling. So, this Bhrigu Muni, yeah. So these were Brahmanas, this Arjuna Acharya. He had no food in his house. But he did this cancellation, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita. So then he went for a bath to the river because the afternoon time to do his sandhya and so on. And the Lord himself came with a whole, on two sides, two containers are there, you know, carrying. That's peculiar in India. There's a bar here, wooden, and then there are two loads full of food and everything. Nice things came. So his wife, this Arjuna Acharya's wife, was shocked. She said, where did this come? Where did you come from? Beautiful looking young boy. So this boy said, your husband has ordered this, so I brought. So she said, oh, welcome. No lady is ever going to return food. Huh? I can assure you, having had enough experience. So, ghar mein dalo pehle. So, put here in my house. So then, this lady accepted, but she said, my husband ordered you. You are such a small, lovely little child. So much trouble you had to take. He said, what to do? Your husband not only gave me that trouble, but look at my back. He has beaten me so badly. And there was a red mark, you know. Oh my God, she was angry, furious at the husband, but the husband was taking a bath, fortunately. Far away. There is an old English saying, what is that? Woman, thou fury no hell hath no fury like a woman. Scorn, something like that. So anyway, so these things are slowly coming back. Grey cells are all gone. So this lady was so angry. The moment the poor fellow came back from his bath, this poor Brahman, you know, Gayatri Kiya, he is in great transcendental mood. And she jumps on him. And she says, you given so much trouble to this boy. He came, you ordered so much, all this thing. Then, you know, these men, husbands, you know, ladies, matajis, you will agree with me. He wanted to find fault with her, you know, immediately. Tum kon bolne wali hai? That sort of thing. Who are you to tell me? So this husband said, but without my coming and eating first, you have already eaten. What is this in the thali? So she said, no. I offered some of that same prasad to this young boy. And thereafter I kept this. This is for you. This is offered to that boy, you see. Oh, I see. And who was this boy? Then he started thinking, you know, how could this happen? He's a brilliant man, you know. After all, he was Arjuna Acharya. So he started thinking, so who's this boy? What did he look like? And she said, oh, he was so nice looking. You know what? He had the most beautiful peacock feather in his hair. I said, Bap, rimar kya? That's Krishna. And you saw Krishna and I didn't see Krishna. And then she said, but you, I never expected you to beat a small boy like this. He had a slash at the back. Then he realized that that slash was none other than his crossing in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is none other than Krishna. Prabhupada says, this is transcendental literature, but it is no different from Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's holy books, Krishna's holy dham, they're all at one level. That is the meaning of Advaita, actually. Because Advaita is really that Advaita. Not that we are the same as Krishna. No, we will never be the same as Krishna. That was a mentality, wrong mentality of Hiranyakashipu. Our correct mentality is nothing of Krishna should be damaged. At no time it should be ever hurt. Because by hurting that, we are going to hurt Krishna. So then Arjuna Acharya realized that this was a big mistake on his part. Krishna personally came and delivered what he lacked in his house. It's not a question of Krishna would send somebody. That's up to him. He may send if he wishes. But we cannot order Krishna at any time. Okay, you better do this. That is not like Ravan mentality. Ravan ordered, you see, Sitaji, that you have to come. I'll forcefully take you and so on and so forth. So, this chapter has ended here with this wonderful last verse. And the next chapter is how Prahlad Maharaj pacifies Lord Narsingadev with prayers. Now, this is a very, very important chapter 9, which will now start from tomorrow. Because we should know how to pray to the Lord. Because this Navda Bhakti, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam Vandanam, Dasyam Sakyam, Atmani Vidanam. This Archanam and Vandanam is also important. You cannot say, oh, I don't like, this is difficult for me, I don't want this. No. We should do each one of them. Even if one is enough. Is some smell coming? I am an electrical engineer, so little bit of smell of burning and I realize. Anyway, so we have to be careful, you know. Just find out. Oh, prasad is being ghee. At least it's cooked down. Some benefit is coming up. So we should partake of prasad. Honor prasad immediately, Prabhupada says. So let's honor it. It's coming in the vapor form. Prasad does not necessarily mean only solid material. No. Prasad is spiritual. And more refined is coming up now in the form of transcendental prasad. So, thank you for explaining. See, my mentality is still not Krishna conscious. I was thinking something is burning. But it's prasadam which is being coming up. That means Krishna is happy with all of you. When Krishna himself is coming in the form of prasad, That's wonderful. That reminds me, we also have to partake prasad shortly. So with these last few words, I would like to say that thank you very much for being patient and putting up with me and putting up with this Hiranyakashipu fellow all this time. And now that you're dead, you can now start listening from tomorrow these wonderful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj and how he pacifies. Nobody else could pacify this angry form of Lord. This anger is there, even in Lord Vishnu. Means the Lord as Narsingh Bhagwan exhibits that fantastic anger. Some of it came on to Hanuman also when he burnt Lanka. But that's what Prabhupada says. I've seen Prabhupada get very angry, especially on me. So, Mayavati, where did you learn these nasty things? He once told. But I said, well, I learned from Chinmayanand Swami. I told the truth. He says, call him here. I want to argue with him and defeat him. But he never turned up. So, what to do? So, the question here is that we have seen Prabhupada in various moods. And devotees do get angry. But they should get angry on Mayavadis, not on devotees. Obviously. You see, on Krishna's enemy, by all means show all your anger. But don't show anger on Krishna's devotees, ever. Because that is not Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna never shows anger on his devotees. Even if the devotee does something wrong, he actually blesses them and makes them into Haridas Thakur, Namacharya. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or any comments? Yes, Mataji. First of all, I seek forgiveness from all the Matajis if I've said anything harsh. But then, you know.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji's most wonderful lecture. I've got a very small little confusion, I should say. You said there are three specific roads to go to hell.
Three roads.
Yeah.
Bhagavad Gita says, not
yeah.
me.
Yeah, whatever we heard. I heard from your mouth. Anyway. And there are what we understand here, whatever it is, that there should be specific three roads also to go to Krishna.
Correct. Absolutely right. Lose all your lust, lose all your anger, and lose all your hate. The other way.
But Bhagavatam says, no, that five things, chanting the holy name.
So by chanting the holy name of the Lord, your tongue becomes pure.
Uh-huh.
Then you are not going to have, anger. Anger is expressed by your tongue. You know that.
Mind, Prabhuji.
Everybody's.
Uh-huh.
You speak, or I speak certain things in angry words. You know, there is a famous English saying that angry words are like poison darts. Darts means arrows. Once it's gone from the bow, you can't call it back. Isn't it?
Sure.
So, angry words are like that. It's gone. And it's going to kill the person or your relationship with that person. Not kill the person. Angry words will kill your relationship forever. Okay. Let's go through one by one. So, first is that, right? Chanting the holy name of the Lord definitely reduces your anger. Okay. Then, second, eating prasadam, again your tongue, improves your tongue further. Because it's not the negative part, the positive part. Okay. And gives you strength. Prasadam gives you a lot of spiritual strength. To fight against what? Against lust. Because if you eat, I can assure you, I used to eat non-veg food before. And I used to drink alcohol before. And that only creates more and more lust. Okay? All these fellows, no, Ravan and Hiranyakashipu, they used to eat meat. Human meat also. So what? You see? And they used to drink. If you read the Ramayana, Hanuman first goes to Lanka, Sri Lanka, first time. He goes to Ravan's palace only. You know this, at night.
Yeah.
And there he sees pots full of liquor. Pots. And these fellows are all in stupor. Of drunk, including Ravan. You see? And still there are pots of liquor left. That means they couldn't finish their job. And there was a smell, foul smell of meat and all that. Giriraj Maharaj once told me he hated going to Karachi. I said, why Maharaj, why you hate going to Karachi? He says, everywhere there is stinking smell of burning flesh, kebab. Giriraj Maharaj says, burning flesh is kebab. You know kebab? You're Punjabi, no, originally? So you understand.
But I never ate non-veg in my
life. I know, but you smelt it. And it's stinking, correct? Stinking smell of burning flesh.
Yeah.
That's kebab. And they cook it all on the road. Okay. So that's the second one, right? The third one, reading spiritual books. I can assure you, by reading these spiritual books, you really get what is known as the gem. You get Krishna. Who says this? Dhruva Maharaj says that. When I've got the real diamonds, why should I go for cut glass? You see, this is the real gem, actually. I tell you, real wealth of a person is these books. If you have all the wealth in the world, supposing you got Fort Knox, all the gold in the world, okay, or you've got Bahnhofstrasse of Zurich, where all the gold is buried in any case, of millions of people who have died, including Hitler. All the wealth of those fellows have gone, because there's nobody there to claim it back. Now, what is the use of all that? Where is Hitler with all his gold? He's finished. He's killed 7 million Jews. You see, such a Hiranyakashipu he was. Worse. We had modern Hiranyakashipu also. You see? So that's, he never chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's these Jews of today. Prabhupada used to say, ISKCON is a Jewish movement. Do you know that? I've heard it myself. Did you know that? Many of his initial devotees were all Jews. Yeah. And these mothers used to come, Jewish mothers. Now in the Jewish tradition, the mother is the most important. You can't be a Jew unless you are born from a womb of a Jewish lady. You see, the father can be anybody. Who knows? But the point is, Jewish mother we know. Okay. Then the third one we come to. Prasadam we finished. Okay. Then chanting we are over, food we are over, plus this holy scriptures, seeing the deities with your eyes, smelling tulsi and the flowers, what happens? You cool down, calm goes down. You ask these pujaris, at least I used to do before in my home, we have murti of Radha Krishna. It's so lovely, you see. You then don't have any need for lust. Because you are already like a honey bee is not interested in eating honey. Do you know this? It only collects honey and fills it up in a pot. And we are fortunate enough to drive them away with smoke and eat that honey. But the honey bee does not eat honey. Do you know that? Otherwise, there'd be those, the honey bee comb would be empty if they were eating every day. They are only giving it to us. That's a kindness of the Lord, that we've got this poor honey getting this nectar from the flowers and giving. There are 49 medicines in one spoon of honey. There are 49 medicines. Do you know that? It's in the Unani books. Okay, so we had that. Then Unani is that Muslim medicine. I learned everything from the Ravanari Prabhu. So then that one, and then which one is the last one? Associating with devotees. By associating with devotees, you are not associating with the opposite sex. I didn't mean associating with opposite sex devotees. I meant brahmacharis with brahmacharis, men with men, ladies with ladies, obviously. You see? Then you have good company. Then there's no need for lust. Okay. Hari Bol, Mataji.
Hari Bol, thank you so much.
Are you satisfied?
Sure, very
lust,
much.
Lust, anger and greed gone.
With your mercy.
Okay, anybody else? Yeah. Can you give the... Then pass it on at the back.
Okay. So, Prabhuji, you were explaining why it was that Jai and Vijay fell.
Yeah, what Bhagavatam says. Yeah.
And you said that they made a momentary mistake.
That's right.
And also Brahma, he made the same momentary mistake.
Well, actually, I said Brahma was given a role to play in the Leela of Lord Krishna. And he was given that role to remove the devotees from Krishna. That's what I said. And therefore, but he got a boon of becoming Namacharya Haridas Thakur as a prize, you know, for taking such a bad role. Sometimes you get a prize for being a bad actor, villain.
So it seems we have to be very vigilant and careful against these momentary mistakes.
Yeah. So how we have to be very careful against momentary mistakes which we make on our own. But if Krishna orders us to make that thing, play that role, we are. That's the meaning of surrender. Krishna says, become a demon. Yes, Krishna, I'm happy to become a demon. That's the point. That's why when they agreed, they didn't like it. There is a very nice shloka in here, in the Bhagavatam, that Jayant Vijay grudgingly took the position of demons. Do you know that? They didn't like it. But they surrendered to Krishna. Do you know this? Eventually they surrendered to Krishna. That's why they went back today. You'll go back, you'll see Jayant Vijay. They are back again in their job. Reinstated, as they say. Okay? Is that satisfactory answer or not yet? There's still doubt on your face.
I was going to ask how we can be very extra vigilant so that we don't make a mistake, a momentary mistake that Krishna is not intending us
to. Always associate with devotees. Always chant the holy name of the Lord. Always eat prasadam. Always read Prabhupada. At least hold Prabhupada's book. If you can't always read, obviously. By even touching Prabhupada's books, I have seen. It has a tremendous effect. Tremendous effect. I was in the aeroplane once. And in Gujarati, we say that this air hostess was a fatakadi. It means very, very lusty woman. And everybody was looking at her instead of paying attention to the newspaper or eating the food or whatever. And I was desperately just holding on to Prabhupada's books. I had been back in Prabhupada's books. I tell you, it works. Try it sometimes.
I'll try it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Bol.
During the course of this one discussion, you mentioned the Lord, when he punishes somebody, he promotes them.
Yes, that is Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
And throughout, so many examples are there.
And when we punish somebody, we demote them. How we should be very careful in spiritual life also, sometimes by slip it happens or sometimes intentionally it happens. So how to safeguard ourselves from this?
Just follow Radhanath Maharaj. See how Radhanath Maharaj punishes you. Have you seen?
No,
ask Govind Prabhu. Govind Prabhu, you tell us. Tell us, never mind. Don't be shy.
I think Kichidi is becoming cold.
I'll tell you. He makes you chant more number of rounds. I'll tell you. Where is that fellow? He's not here today. One devotee did something little bad. We were all at, that too in Vrindavan, he did this mistake, poor fellow. Many, many years ago. I think it was about 12, 15 years ago. And he stole another devotee's coupons, food coupons, to feed his own child. So then there was a big conference of all the, what we call, counselors. Radhanath Maharaj said, now you counselors decide. I'm not going to decide what to do. And I noticed that Prabhuji and I are here. And we gave him punishment. You remember? The others wanted him to go back to Bombay as a punishment. I said, no, we can't return somebody from Vrindavan Dham because he's made a mistake. And what was the punishment we gave him? He had to chant 64 rounds that day at Prabhupada Samadhi. Because we were following Radhanath Maharaj's example. See? Once you surrender to your guru, you just see what your guru is doing and just copy what he's doing. That is Krishna consciousness. Then I knew this fellow won't finish 64. So I sat with him and chanted 64 rounds. That benefit came to me at Prabhupada Samadhi. And so many times he was going to sleep, I slapped him. I woke him up. I said, don't go to sleep. Because, you know, poor fellow had not even chanted 16 rounds. So from that day, at least he realized how to chant 16 rounds. Quarter of 64. Any other questions? Khichdi thanda ho raha hai, bhai. Okay.
I'm just eager to know that what happened about that court case. You know, you went and...
Oh, yeah, we won. We won. This was in Madras. You're talking about the Madras High Court case. There's so many cases I've fought. So, in Madras High Court, we won it. It didn't come in the newspapers. Otherwise, there would be new problems everywhere. The judge said Ravanari Prabhu was right. He was released from prison. He was temporarily put in prison. Poor chap.
But what did he actually do? I mean...
Maramari kar diya na. He started hitting each other. You know, these Arab blood is like that. I mean, what to say? I don't want to say more. He's a devotee after all. But these people, you know, his original DNA genes were there. So what can you do? So he started, he had nearly killed that fellow, the other chap. So he was a very big and tough guy. He was, after all, a very strong wrestler type fellow. So these two Muslims were fighting, and here comes a Hindu, and to separate them and to get a judgment. Because the judge himself was not sure. Judge was not sure because he had not read the Quran. And I had the... I used to be involved as a general secretary of what is called interfaith. You know? So I read the Bible and the Quran and the Torah and these Parsi fellows' books. Very difficult book. But anyway, Parsis are difficult, so you can realize the books must be difficult. But they are nice people. They are very good people. Hare Krishna, Khichdi is getting cold. Hare Bol. Radhe Radhe.